This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open here, and you can join us against whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, can relationships be repaired after political disagreements that have broken people apart? We started just barely scratching the surface of the story last night, and I said, you know what, Bonnie, we should keep this going. So I want to get into that, but we're still playing some of the audio from today, from the historic first ever full vote of the State House of New Hampshire on the question of should the people be allowed to vote on secession. Not the question of should we secede, but the question of should it go onto the ballot. 323 of the state representatives said, nope, people should not be able to vote on this. And 13
we are
of them,
the gatekeepers.
Yes, 13 of them said, yep, we should let the people vote. And that's what happened today. But we're playing some of the statements, some of the speeches from the floor of the House, just because, as you pointed out, Bonnie, some of this stuff was pretty historic today. This whole day was a historic day, and may it be the beginning of a movement that snowballs into something unstoppable. That would be nice.
Oh, I think that's already begun.
I hope so. I mean, ultimately, it really does depend on what the people of New Hampshire think. And we don't know. Like, we haven't done any polling, and maybe that's something that we should do next. Maybe we should commission a real polling company to start asking the people of New Hampshire questions about
this. Well, I just meant not just in the terms of secession, but in terms of people moving here. Today, I talked to a Porcupine real estate agent who told me, oh my God, last year was so difficult because it was the biggest year I've ever had. There were more people than houses. I had to sell them.
Yep. Yeah, lots of people move in here because of the Free State Project. We talked about the Free State Project a lot last night when Mark called into the show. So if you missed that discussion, you can go to freetalklive.com. Download archives of the program there. We're going to continue with more of the NH exit hearing that happened today. But first, we go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
So there's an American astronaut in the orbit, and so they're part of a Russian satellite system, I think, and they're planning to leave them behind.
What?
So we have to. Yes, I guess that they had a space system from Russia. So he was a part of the group, but they're planning to leave him behind, I guess, because they know that the U.S. supplied the Ukrainians with missiles, and so that's their way of getting like payback. So I think we have to send a capsule to bring him back down on our own, like a backup.
Wow.
So that's the latest.
Yeah, there's a headline about this as of 5 hours ago. So I don't know if that's what's actually going to happen, but that is the threat, I guess, at this time.
If this ends up being the thing that makes the American people say, yeah, we're going to war, I'm going to be so annoyed. It seems like it could be.
Trying to call it the Space Force.
Yeah, but you know what? Did you see all those Russian the tanks that were going into Kiev? They had the Ukrainians had enough artillery to blow up several of the Russian tanks, and I think a couple of their generals were killed from the way that it looks. And
you don't know how it looks,
freed.
Sarah. There's no way to tell who blew up what, whether the video footage is real, whether any of the information coming out of Ukraine or Russia is in any way verifiable or true. There's just no way to know.
Something one of my most questioning besties noticed was that if you go on Snapchat, you can pull up the world map, and you can click on any country and just see random people's stories that they made live for their area. It's really cool. And they closed off Ukraine. So you can't see the average person's snaps anymore in Ukraine on Snapchat.
But you can see certain things. And one of the things that happened this week was apparently back in 2014, Oliver Stone made a documentary, great documentary about Ukraine.
What's it called? Ukraine on Fire?
Ukraine on Fire, yeah. I watched about three quarters of it.
Oh, really?
Really engaging.
Is it really long?
It's not very long. Okay. It's typical documentary length. It's totally watchable. It's not overdone or anything. He did a great job on it. And he does all of the interviewing himself in it, and it's absolutely fantastic documentary. Apparently, that's been canceled.
When you say canceled, my understanding is YouTube has banned it?
Yes. So the various internet outlets are stifling your ability to watch that.
It is on Odyssey.
It is on Odyssey. Yep, so that's where I was watching it anyway.
Yeah, so check that out. Ukraine on Fire.
Ukraine on Fire. Totally worth watching.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, if they don't want you to see it, you really have to wonder why that
is. Yeah, why don't you want me to see that?
And that's really crazy that they would block Ukraine from Snapchat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so cool because, like, I noticed that you could do that during the fall because I was like, I wonder what if I accidentally did it. And then I was like, oh, I want to see what the fall leaves look like in Maine. And it'll be, like, random people who just posted pictures of the fall leaves, things they do in their everyday lives. It could be them making a sandwich in their kitchen just because they decided to make it. Live, and you can click on any country, and it's really fun to do. But
Snapchat thinks that, no, you should only be able to see what's happening through the eyes of the mainstream media in Ukraine, huh?
Right.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. The number, if you want to join the show here, again, thanks, Sarah, for the call, 603-283-6160. We go back to the floor of the State House, and I got to say, I like what Matthew Alistair in our YouTube chat here is saying, because I titled the show tonight, whenever we start the show on the video streams, and YouTube's one of them, I title it, you know, whatever we're going to start talking about, or at some point what we plan to talk about. And so I put in NH Exit Fail. And he says, not NH Exit Fail, NH Exit Roadblock, which is a much more positive way of looking at things. This is just the beginning. And certainly, when more people move here, as you're referring to, Bonnie, with the realtors here, the freedom-loving realtors that are just overwhelmed with numbers of migrants, people coming in here from all across the United States, all around the world, libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist-minded people coming in here, every one of those people has a circle of influence. Every one of those people gets involved, hopefully, in whatever things they're interested in, right? Whether it's, playing baseball or a sewing club or going to church or, you know, volunteering at the local food kitchen. Whatever it is that those people do when they get to New Hampshire to get involved in the community, those are people that are going to make friendships. Those are people that are going to be able to influence people. And already the people of New Hampshire are very independent-minded people. They already have this sort of granite state of mind, if you will, this live free or die, leave me alone kind of mentality. And I don't know what the average person thinks, but Bonnie, you and I have been to some events, and we've spoken to people who aren't libertarian. They're definitely more kind of right-wing types, because those happen to be the events we've attended recently. And we've done outreach for New Hampshire Independence at these events. It's been very well received.
If somebody doesn't automatically say, oh, yeah, I support independence when we talk to them about it at these events, and it's usually right-wingers, like you said, they just need to be, they need a little talking to, and they get convinced, and then they start being really open to it.
Yeah. I think it's got a bright possibility for actually happening at some point. I think it'll be interesting to actually do some polls. But let's get back into the audio from the floor of the State House, where a bill to allow people to vote on independence was actually heard today, and they tried to table it. They failed to table this thing, which means the discussion and the actual vote on it had to happen. So this is the first guy they bring up to discuss.
We're back to the initial motion of inexpedient to legislate. Chair recognizes Representative Tim Smith.
Let me explain the terminology of the cult here. Inexpedient to legislate means to kill the bill. That's the terminology they use. It's confusing sounding, but that's what they do.
Speaker for the committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this is the first time I've come up to the microphone this session, and those of you who've been here for a few terms realize that I'm someone who comes up to the microphone a lot. So I hope that you'll appreciate the gravity that it took to get me down here today. Normally I prepare remarks, but not this time. I tried a dozen times to write a speech for this. but I just couldn't do it. It's too personal for too many of us here in the room. It's too personal for me.
He literally says coming up that he is nearly to tears over the fact that this particular piece of legislation exists.
That people might be able to get to make their own choice.
Yeah. So we'll play more of this nationalist scum on the way here. 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about independence for not just New Hampshire, but anywhere that wants it. I think that
whether it's New Hampshire or Texas or California that does this thing first, someone is going to go. And I think it is going to happen before the complete failure of the United States. Because even though we are in the final days of the empire, they could stretch this thing out for quite
sure.
a while. You know, even in Venezuela, where the people have been hungry for years and they've been on the cusp of a revolution, which still hasn't happened there. So they've got their tricks up their sleeve here in the U.S. And the best thing we can do is, as Matt Santanastasso puts it, one of the state reps in this video, is get out in front of it. Let's try to avoid the destruction of this the situation that the U.S. government is in that just keeps getting worse with trillions, $30 trillion now in national debt. And that's going to be, what, 40 by the end of the year or something like that? I mean, it just keeps going up, and it just keeps going up faster.
They just keep running the printers like crazy.
Oh, yeah. And they're not going to slow that down. I know you wanted to talk about inflation tonight. If we get the chance, we'll do that. But I am playing some of the audio from today. We were on the we were at the State House, Bonnie and I, and some other great activists who came out today to show support for the brave 13 state representatives who dared to actually vote to allow the people to vote on the question of peaceful secession. That's what happened today. 323 voted against it. And so this is the statement made by one of the statists, one of the nationalists on the floor of the State House. He's a representative named Tim Smith. I'd never heard of him before, but it's true of most of these reps. There's 400 of them.
I'm a direct descendant of Captain John Smith, who fought alongside George Washington. That guy.
There's a picture.
To establish the United States as an independent nation. I'm also a direct descendant of Sergeant Garrett Preston Smith, who fought in the U.S. Civil War to keep the United States one nation undivided. A lot of folks in this room have similar stories.
Matt's rolling his eyes already. It's just, he's just getting started.
from their own families, have similar lineages that they look back upon. And even if you don't, we have a communal heritage here in New Hampshire with a unique place in American history.
I just hated that term so much when he said that. I was just, like, yelling to Alu, like, what does that even mean? I've never heard the term. We have a communal heritage. No, we don't.
Well, that's something a Democrat would say.
And that is something a Democrat would say. And it's literally just so weird to say.
I think I hit the wrong button, so I'm not sure where we're at here. Let me check this.
That liberated the Confederate capital city of Richmond, Virginia.
Whatever he said.
It's downstairs on the first floor of this building. New Hampshire liberated the Confederate capital and worked to... When Jefferson Davis and his little cohort ran fleeing with their tails between their legs, they were running from New Hampshire soldiers. And I am proud of that heritage and legacy that we all carry with us here in this chamber. And every day...
People died. Therefore, we must continue the Union.
I am proud that...
I'm pretty sure that's not how that went either.
I mean, even if it is how it went, I'm proud that my ancestors bullied some other people when they wanted to make a decision for themselves.
Right, when they wanted to secede from the Union.
Yep.
Right.
That we carry on as an elected official in this state. And all of this, this transcends party, this transcends ideology. We are Americans, and we are from New Hampshire.
I'm not an American.
Fast forward.
You know, Doug Stanhope said in a famous stand-up bit that he did one time that he's no more an American than he is an Aries or an uncle.
An Aries.
He just showed up and that's what you called him.
Mm. Well, Mexicans are also Americans.
So are Canadians.
Yep.
Forward a few more decades. You know, when I first got elected in 2012, there were three things.
This guy just touches on all the statist, all the nationalist notes here, though. In this
jingo, sure, jingo, yeah. Jingo. Yeah.
Absolutely never thought that I would vote on during my tenure in the New Hampshire House.
I like
articles of impeachment, and we came close a couple of years ago. We had a bill called, it was a bill of address. It was the first step in an impeachment proceeding. So there was number one. Number two was formal disciplinary actions against members of the House. Unfortunately, we had that a couple of years ago, so that was number two. And here we are with number three, articles of secession.
Well,
you know, it's almost impossible to even talk about this without breaking down. I mean, I apologize.
Oh, my gosh.
This was my favorite part of his speech where, you know, he's so shocked that this could even happen. He didn't think that in his entire career, and he's a multi-term rep, as he mentioned earlier, that this could ever happen.
And that's thanks to the Free State the Free State Movement.
Indeed, and the Democrats hate the Free Staters.
They hate them.
They hate them.
I'm proud of that.
They are freaking out over the Free. We read one of their breathless, ridiculous articles, their hit pieces they are writing about us regularly now. We read one of them last night.
This guy sounds convinced of his own diatribe, though.
Sure, of course he is. Why wouldn't he be?
Either that or he's just a liar.
They're true believers.
He's a great actor.
No, these guys are true believers in the state. This is a church. And
this is what they were raised to believe, and this is what they still believe.
And Mike Sylvia and Matt Santanastasso and the other guys that put this bill forward, and the heroic ladies, there's one lady that voted for it as well, the other guys that voted for it, these guys are the heretics in this church. And they want to burn them at the stake.
Thank you guys for my composure, Mr. Speaker. I am close to tears right now because this is such a deeply personal issue. You know, we have this legislation in front of us. It is a bill to destroy the United States.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to scream in the meeting today. And they weren't letting us clap or anything. So.
The rule is you cannot show emotion in the gallery or they'll kick you out.
Oh, my
serious?
Goodness.
Yeah. He'll say it. Not this guy, but the Speaker of the House. But what are you going to say about breaking up the United States?
It's so ridiculous to think that one state can't leave without destroying the United States. New Hampshire could leave and the United States could go on. They would just have 49 states. It's not that big of a deal.
Or is he admitting that the United States, the Union, is so fragile that if one state is to leave, that is the end?
Everyone else might leave.
It spells disaster for the entire thing. And maybe that is the case.
And we are a donor state, so maybe it is kind of disastrous for the federal government if we leave.
Good point.
I mean, New Hampshire is a pretty small state.
Hey, donor's a donor.
Yeah, that's true. They can always print more money.
We stand in the shadow, literally, of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Yeah, my least favorite people.
Tyrants.
And we are considering legislation to take a star off of that flag. Every single one of us stood for the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem this morning.
Oh, my God.
Probably most of them.
I hope not every one of them did, but I
know,
bet they
I thought
did.
The same thing. I was even the Democrats stood for the...
What? Why wouldn't they? They all are true believers in the United States, whatever they disagree on as issues. And that's the point he's making, and he's right about it. The supermajority of the people in that room are total statists. They, through and through, believe in the Union, and they will never change their minds.
And a lot of them are just brainwashed victims.
Sure.
That's what they know. It's all they know.
And but you're never going to be able to unbrainwash them. A lot of these guys are in their 60s and their 70s, and they're going to die with this belief system.
How old is this guy?
He's pretty young. I'm going to say he's probably 50, 50-ish. We'll continue here with this total statist statement here during the discussion on the floor of the New Hampshire State House of the New Hampshire Exit Amendment, the proposed constitutional amendment. And we'll continue. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than three dozen kids are among the civilians who have died so far in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The UN releasing those numbers while saying the total number of civilian deaths is around 550. around 960 more have been injured. This as the United States is remaining committed to supporting Ukrainians in their fight against Russia's invasion of their country. But Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz is calling on the Biden administration to do more to deter further Russian aggression.
We have some troops in Germany. Why don't we move them forward to show that we are ready if any aggression happens and send a clear message that we are not going to be just playing this politics and, you know, standing there and just doing the statements. I mean, nothing. Russians are not that dumb.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. The IRS is hiring 10,000 new employees in an attempt to handle a backlog of tax returns. They will add 5,000 in the next couple of months, with another 5,000 by the end of the year. The agency has over 23 million unprocessed forms and requests that need to be attended to, with the goal to get that number down to 1 million by the end of the year. The IRS has already begun paying mandatory overtime to over 6,000 employees, as well as hiring contractors. Baseball is back. Tyrone Robinson, who owns Dugout Sports Bar across from Yankee Stadium, is ecstatic that Major League Baseball and its Players Association reached a deal to play ball.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Right now I have phone calls to make. People to see.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Major League Baseball saying they will get in all 162 games. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Just dial in here at 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Again, that number 603-283-6160. We're playing for you some audio from the State House floor today, where the historic piece of legislation, the constitutional amendment known as CACR 32, the NHEXIT, the Peaceful Secession Amendment, that would allow, if it were passed, and it didn't, but if it were passed, it would have gone on the ballot as a question for the people to answer. Whether the people of New Hampshire support peaceful independence from the United States. It didn't even make it with 20 votes. It got 13 votes in favor of it out of 360-some people that were in attendance today, and it was 366.
I was hoping to see 60 people. That's what I was thinking. And then when I saw 13 go up, I was like, whoa.
60 would have been amazing. but we're going to get back into that coming up here. First, Jack is on the line in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. I'm a big fan. I listen a lot, as you guys may know, but I'm a devil's advocate here. So if you secede from the United States government, what about your mail, your trash, your electricity, your water? And mankind is corrupt. Individual people are corrupt. So
yes.
How
so let's slow down. You brought up like five or six things right there.
Right.
Mankind is corrupt, which is exactly why we don't need them in positions of power.
Yeah, if they're all serving their own interests, chaotic order ensues, and it is a way better system than a few corrupt people controlling everyone else.
Yeah, so the more power individuals have, the worse they tend to behave. And so,
getting out of the union would reduce the amount of power. Still, the state reps would still have power. Then they'd be, you know, national reps at that point. And so that's a problem. But at least here, we know where they live, and there are 400 of them, so it's a much more representative body than the U.S. federal government. But what you said, what was it that you said in the beginning there about
trash
pickup? The federal government doesn't do that.
Who's famous for trash running the trash back in the day? The mob.
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with the federal government. Here in Keene,
power given to individual things as small as picking up trash.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there is no government trash pickup.
Yeah, I've never heard of a federal trash pickup.
Well, I think the deal was when the mob was running trash, I think it was because there were politicians giving permits to do so only to certain families.
Mm.
And those politicians were paid off by the mafia guys to issue those permits.
Was that in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in a lot of places.
Yeah, we don't even have city trash pickup, dude.
Well, give it 20 years of freedom in New Hampshire, and you have a corrupt dude running the trash, the mail, the electricity.
Why would that be the case? We have no city trash pickup. Why would they all of a sudden create city trash pickup?
20 years into the system.
Huh?
People are the corrupt ones. So the
you know New Hampshire has been around for a couple hundred years now, right?
Yeah, if he knows anything about competition, it just destroys what he's saying.
22 years old, Bonnie. It is tough to listen to you.
Huh?
He said I'm 22. I'm not. I'm 25.
All right, well, goodbye then. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Watch anything else.
But I think the concerns he has are concerns a lot of people have, but they don't really make any sense. They're illogical concerns. I am not 22 years old. I'm 47.
Neither am I.
And I've been around the block. 20, whatever. Whatever, Bonnie. Just sit there and be 22. So, but the fact of the matter is, competition is stifled. The reason the mob controlled garbage in New York City and other places in the 70s and 80s and so forth, and probably still today, is because they were paying off politicians to give them permits.
It was a restricted market.
That's not a free market.
Same thing with cabbies.
They have cabbies, a
restricted number of cabs.
Correct. And another way to look at it, there was a man named Lysander Spooner, which a lot of libertarians probably know that name. He was a guy who lived in northern Massachusetts back in the mid-1800s, and he started a company to handle mail called the American Letter Mail Company.
And they told him, you can't do that.
They told him he couldn't do that.
We're going to outlaw that.
And you know what? When he was doing it, he was doing it better, faster, more reliable, cheaper. And cheaper than the government was doing it. And they put him out of business.
Yep. Well, and what we have here in Keene is competition among trash companies. Mm-hmm. And I don't see any reason why that would ever change.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
You can start one yourself. You can move to Keene and grab a pickup truck and drive around and pick up people.
There's no permit.
No permit.
That's a great point. The number here is 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with more from this total nationalist state representative speaking, saying he's going to cry. He's almost in tears over the fact that there's actually a proposed amendment to allow the people to vote on their political futures and possibly leave the United States. So let me continue here. I think his name was Tim Smith.
Good morning. Every single one of us took the same oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And we have legislation now seeking to destroy the Constitution of the United States.
Again, I think you made this point earlier, Bonnie. This does not touch the Constitution of the United States.
And as Lysander Spooner once said, the Constitution, whether it be one thing or another, is either allowed the government we currently have or has been powerless to prevent it. Either way, it is unfit to exist. So if it could be destroyed, it probably should be destroyed.
Oh, yeah. I would vote for it to be destroyed.
Not that that's the goal or the outcome that would occur from this whole thing anyway.
This is simply a question on should the people of New Hampshire be able to vote on secession. That does not destroy the Constitution.
It's ridiculous.
It simply uses the Constitution of New Hampshire, which has in it very clear provisions about the right to revolution, where if government's gone too far, you have the right to reform or abolish it. And that is our ticket out of this thing. And as was pointed out later on in some of the other speeches in this particular day, the U.S. Constitution does not prohibit the peaceful leaving of the Union. There's a list of things. I think it's Article 1, Section 10, if I recall correctly. There's a list of prohibitions of things states cannot do under the U.S. Constitution. Guess what's not in there?
Leaving?
That's right. It's not there. which means that under the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, that right is reserved to the states.
And the state has that right. The state has called out the reservation of that right through this right of revolt.
And, you know, I'm always thinking because Brody DeShays loves to say...
That's a state rep who's pro-union.
Yeah, he always loves to say, only the federal government has the power to redraw lines.
The boundaries, yeah.
The boundaries. And I always think it's ridiculous because, I mean, we could still say we left and then they can redraw the boundaries.
Yeah, you know, Brody, I think that guy's full of it, too, because when I heard him speak in January, he's a tool, if there ever was a tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I see that guy's looking for a job in the CIA, if I ever saw a guy looking for a job in the CIA. But what he said was that he consulted many constitutional scholars, both here in America and abroad. I'm like, why would you be consulting constitutional scholars abroad?
Well, Bonnie looked into one of the ones that he
mentioned. The only one he named.
You learn?
He wrote a book on the fact that he believes that the Second Amendment doesn't actually give citizens the right to bear arms.
So Brody DeShays,
a Republican,
who sounds like a swamp monster if there ever was, and the kid's only like 23 years old.
Yeah. He is literally 23 years old, not just like 23.
He talks like a longtime politician. Like he was bred for politics.
Yeah. His daddy's a politician.
Is he? Yeah, he sounds like a dirtbag, like the worst kind of politician.
But the fact is, his constitutional expert doesn't believe in the Second Amendment.
And
so
he's a Republican.
You could just throw this guy right out the window.
Garbage. Yeah.
Going on.
That is beyond shameful, it is beyond disgraceful, and it is a stain on the proud history of this state that we even have to entertain this being introduced through the administrative process, never mind, you know, getting far enough along to have a vote on the floor of the House.
Ha-ha, but you do have to entertain it, because here in New Hampshire, every single bill gets a hearing.
This guy is crying.
In the State House.
Oh boy, is he whining.
Too bad, bro.
It was really close to the textbook definition under Title 18 of the U.S. Code. It was really close to the definition of advocating overthrow of the U.S. government.
No, it's not. It's not even close to that. We would have to be... There would have to be some kind of language in there saying, and then we're going to overthrow the United States government and make the United States government not exist anymore, but that's not the case. We don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, anyone who actually read the bill, which is like two sentences...
None of them probably did.
No. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're sharing with you some audio from the State House floor of the ridiculous arguments that the statists were making today in regards to why the people of New Hampshire should not be allowed to make a decision for themselves, should not be allowed to decide whether or not to continue in the relationship with the abusive relationship with the federal government gang, to peacefully say goodbye. That's the proposal that was on the table today. 323 votes were against that proposal, and 13 were in favor of letting the people decide. And so that's what we're playing here is audio from one of the state reps who took the floor to pander to the flag, pander to the military, pander to saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I have no idea what that beep was. But to pander to those things today and, try to whip the state reps into continuing the union. And so we're going to continue with what he had to say on the floor. His name's Tim Smith.
CR was introduced. When co-sponsors signed on, it was really close to seditious conspiracy. A vote for this is really close to the federal definition of treason. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
I heard booing. The House will be... So booing got captured. Maybe it was us.
I don't know. I did boo at
I
least
booed a lot.
On one occasion.
You know, he's got the facial hair and he's kind of bulky. He looks like a man's man, but I don't see him wearing his ovaries on the outside at all. He seems kind of
pussy.
It's weird because he's a Democrat. I just thought it was so shocking that the way he's talking and the way he looks even.
I agree.
In order.
That's loud. Sorry. All right.
Does the member yield to questions? Member does not yield.
Nope, won't take a question.
The chair recognizes Santa Natasto against the committee report.
Santa Natasto.
You know Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the United States is not going to outlast the sun. One day it will end. If you declared in 1985 that the Soviet Union would be completely gone in the next decade, you would be considered a crazy person.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, this is a speech by one of the sponsors. So Matt Santanastasso was one of the sponsors.
The original sponsor, right?
No, Mike Silvia was the main sponsor, but Matt was definitely like the first state rep that really kind of took a serious interest in this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to have somebody with more experience be the main sponsor because it's his first term. And he still doesn't even know all the rules, right? There's a bunch of stupid rules that these people follow in this bizarre state religion. So it helps to have somebody that's been through the ringer on this, and so Mike Silvia stepped up and took the lead on this, and you'll hear from him a little bit later on.
But in 91, it was gone. The American religion is the U.S. dollar, our biggest export, inflation. Few understand the privilege we have had to create money from nothing and export our inflation, living on the backs of the rest of the world. When the world stops subsidizing the dollar, the federal government loses its ability to dictate the state's behavior, unable to bribe them with worthless money, and quickly the union will fall apart. This national divorce is going to happen. It's inevitable, and we have an opportunity to get ahead of it. The historic motion, CR...
But unfortunately, politicians aren't very good at getting ahead of anything. These are people who...
They want safe bets on every single thing.
They're cowards. And they want to feel popular, like you were talking about with this other guy, Deshays. They want to feel popular. And if they don't feel like this issue is popular, they're going to oppose it. Until the moment when they realize that there's actually support for this. And right now, many of these politicians are saying, well, no one contacted me. No one contacted me in favor of this thing. Well, of course, almost no one contacted you against it either.
Right.
But
they're playing it safe.
Because most people don't even know this exists. Most people don't know this is an issue. It hasn't gotten any significant media attention. But as soon as these politicians find out there's a large amount of people that want to see independence...
Suddenly they're on board.
All of a sudden they're going to say, you know, I always agreed with you guys.
Yep.
You guys are right.
CACR 32 calls on for a vote by the New Hampshire citizens on the question of state independence. At the committee hearing, many objections were raised, all which were answered by the pro-independent citizens who testified, and some which I'll address again today. The biggest objection alleged is this whole effort is treasonous, that any moves towards independence for any state is illegal and unconstitutional. If it were unconstitutional for a state to secede, this prohibition would have been included in the original Constitution per the 9th and 10th Amendments. Since it's not specifically included there, there is no such restriction, and that power is left to the states. Additionally, everything states are not permitted to do are listed in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. It does not mention anything about separating from the Union, therefore it is not prohibited.
Boom.
And to those who say that per the Articles of Confederation,
check it for yourself, by the way,
this union is perpetual and that this concept was adopted by the U.S. Constitution.
If you don't believe them, check it for yourself. There's a whole list of things that states can't do, and leaving is not one of them.
The other thing that people should check for themselves is Article 14, Section 3, because Brody Deshays likes to use that to say, oh, if you guys vote for this, reps, you could be brought under charges for insurrection or something like that, when that's nothing remotely close to what that section says. I just completely destroyed that in my article about him, but then today it just came back up. Toting the same line when it doesn't even, it absolutely has nothing to do with that at all. It says you can't become a rep if you've ever went to war against the United States in the past. Has nothing to do with you can't vote about secession, or you can't vote to let the people decide if they want to secede. You can't vote to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot without being brought up on federal charges. He's just lying and threatening people.
Yeah, he's trying to intimidate them. And look, let's see, where are the charges? They're going to bring them, right? Because
any minute now.
Yeah. I mean, if this comes around to they've introduced the bill a second time, which they're going to do, I'm sure, at some point. I hope they will. They put this thing through a second time. Are they still going to be able to claim, oh, you guys could get charged? Well, why wouldn't they charge now? See, why wouldn't they charge when there's only 13 people who are in favor of this? Because if that's indeed what is going to happen...
That'd be low-hanging fruit
right.
for them.
You go after them now when there's only 13 of them. You don't wait. The federal government, if they're going to charge somebody with treason, isn't going to wait until there's 300.
Right.
Because then it's, like, too popular. Then it's going to look really bad if they charge us. But if they go after these 13 stragglers, then surely they can bring them
these
up on these charges.
Crazy free staters and such.
Yeah. They're not going to because they can't. Because this is just a discussion.
I was about to say they wouldn't love to. There's power junkie nutcases all over Washington, D.C. would love to get a button.
They're not going to, though. They're not going to. We're going to continue.
Bags.
And we ask, has there ever been in history a union that was undissolvable?
the federal government often supports independence movements in other nations. Is the U.S. the only perpetual nation in the history of the world? Is there truly nothing the federal government could do that would allow a state to declare independence?
And yeah, that is an important question as well. For all these state reps who are in favor of continuing with the union, but at the same time may be able to identify the federal government going too far on many different issues. Because you talk individually to a lot of these people. They know that the feds are bad news in a lot of ways. One lady, her husband went to prison for 5 years. Her name's Susan DeLimas. Her husband was Jerry DeLimas. He was one of the guys that went down to the Bundy Ranch. Thank you for that. Yeah. He went to the Bundy Ranch, and he was one of the few that actually took a guilty plea. The rest of them went not guilty, and the jury found him not guilty, but he took a guilty plea, so he went to prison. And she was going to, she said, she told Alu Axelman from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that she supports this bill.
And that she was going to vote for it to pass in the committee.
And she didn't.
And then she said, oh, my bad, I was scared, and I'm going to vote for it this time.
And she
did. Once again, she didn't.
Yeah.
Some of these people are just straight up liars.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And, I mean, her husband was imprisoned for 5 years.
Yeah, no backbone.
So, what are you going
to
do?
Even if this move towards independence is illegal or treasonous, which I do not believe it to be, it would be no more so than the one in 1776, which is celebrated by everybody in this body. To quote from the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed, that whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter and or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to themselves seem the most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evil are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
Words that are still true to this very day.
Human nature's a thing.
Yeah. The more things change, the more they remain the same. There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can share your thoughts as the NH Exit Amendment has failed its first attempt.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.